Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J.
This is yet another beautiful episode of the show. Every Wednesday, we come and we bring you what is known as Hump Day After Dusk. So, yeah, I'm glad to have you guys, man. Man, it's a lot going on in my world right now. And, you know, there's this phrase that people always say where they say some of the people that are the you know, that appear to you to be the happiest, check on those friends. Because sometimes they're going through the most. The people who, because a lot of times, you know, we assume that because the people who we see that's always sad or we're not, you know, we check on them. But the people who are going, you know, who are, you see a smile on their face, you don't realize all the stuff that took them to get to that point to be able to smile. So, because you'll never know what they got going on. And some of us, it's just one of our superpowers is smiling through everything, man. And definitely, this is one of those cases where I have to do that. I have to put on the brave smile and, you know, be good, man. And this is what, to heal the world, you know, using my gifts to heal the world. But I am in a place where I'm hurting right now. And, you know, one of the things that I always make whenever I'm going through something is I come to this show, and this show was one of those things that definitely always uplifts me because it's something that I love doing. It's something that, you know, I love watching the reactions when we have these shows, especially when we bring a guest on or have a topic that you are interested in and you voice that back to me. You know, all these different things are what fuels me through the times when it's hard. And that's why today's show, I have dedicated today's show to my parents. That's my family all together. I want to say my family all together, my parents, and to my aunt. That's, you know, going through some shit, man. A lot of shit going on right now, and I just want you guys to just to uplift my family, just, you know, keep us in your prayers, you know, best wishes, all that good stuff. Just nothing but positive vibes. So, you know, I wanted to get that out the way on top of the show so that we could, I just had to get, you know, so I could be able to celebrate with you guys, just, you know, be in a, just celebrating having positive vibes, and that's what we're going to do the rest of the show, is, you know, put us in some good spirit. So, again, yes, just keep my family in your prayers. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
Man, Nate, you know, considering some of the stuff going on, man, you know, my life is like a dark roller coaster, man. It's like a roller coaster. In the words of Forrest Gump, it's like a box of chocolates. Goodness. It's just, man, a lot of shit's going on. And, you know, I know you are a firm believer of prayer, and I just ask that you keep lifting your prayers, man. Just keep me lifting your prayers.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, how was your weekend in Atlanta?
It was great.
I saw you. It was funny because, you know, this is the great thing about the guests we have coming on here, because we connect with stuff and have some of our guests that have been on the show. Sometimes it's by happenstance that rock their music just out and about. And it's crazy. Nate was just not even knowing it. Nate was bumping one of the songs by one of our guests from last week, and she was like, "Yeah, she was on an incredible review." And I remember I sent her, I said, "Nate, You know he was just on our show last week. What is the eyes that you were playing that song? And yeah, it was just funny. She was just cutting up. So yeah, you were wilding, man. So yes, I'm glad to see. I was glad to see that she had a good time, and you know that's how you gotta do things. You gotta balance life, and if you ain't having a good time too, then hey, we wasting every chance we get, man. Because you don't get, you know, you'll never know when the time is gonna come. So yeah,
definitely.
But let's go ahead and let you. With the exception of the stuff I talked about, sad stuff. It was crazy. So, of course, y'all know we opened Texas opened up the bars and the clubs last week, and yeah. So y'all know one of the places I'm also. I'll dabble my hand in is I actually do security and DJ here. I'm here and there as well at Pinhead's Cabaret. And so at Pinhead's Cabaret, you know, we open back up on, we open for like 2 hours on Thursday because they let everybody open up at midnight. So basically late Thursday night, we open for like 2 hours and it was just crazy. Have that just to be used to this, man. We're back open and having to wear a mask, all of it. And so then Friday, man, y'all show love on Friday. Y'all show mad love on Saturday too. And y'all show mad love yesterday. So, you know, we just want to say thank you. I'm going to speak with myself. And I think it's fair to say for the rest of the people at the club, you know, we thank you for showing so much love and, you know, bringing us back on a very good note. And we just want you to continue those vibes, man. We very much so appreciate it. That was a very good look. And, man, I love seeing it. That shit was like, that was lit. For sure. So, yes. Other than that, man, that was pretty much the highlight. The great highlights of the weekend was just being able to, man, see all the love that was being shown to the spot, and everybody just coming out and having a good time, because that's what it's all about. A lot of people get it confused and just don't really, you know, they take it for granted, man. Don't enjoy themselves, and I understand like they're telling you stay inside and all that, but if you can go enjoy yourself and do it in a safe way, why not? You know, that's how this person feels. So yeah, and I love how Google is so sensitive. She always wants to just butt her stuff in my business all the time now, and she'll just go search like, man, I didn't tell you search nothing, doing way too much. So she needs to sat on down somewhere. So yeah, so. Man, that's really was it, man. And I know a lot of people also were wondering when the issue Human Cameras is dropping. It's dropping this Friday, so stay tuned. And then yeah, man, the rest of the summer, which also this is an update too. A lot of date switching might happen just because, of course, we've had to adjust due to the quarantine's throwing off deadlines for people, so just bear with us. We're trying to get back on schedule, because y'all know me, when they come to the magazine, I am usually bam, 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 bam. I'm on top of it, but we've been having to rearrange stuff just to kind of be cognizant of the quarantines, so bear with us. That being said, we're going to go ahead and go into a song break. We come back. We're going to have a special guest, my girl Cincy Molly in the building. Can't wait to chop it up with her. She got, I know she has a lot on her mind. If you watch her videos, you watch her posts. We'll be back after this, y'all. On Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl,
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before I go into the song break too, I wanted to say, because I wanted, so I can get this out the way. Also, shout out to Pastor Felder. Appreciate you for the talk yesterday, sir. Definitely uplifted my spirits.
Okay. What the fuck? Go. Yeah.
Know a little hoe, she go by Lil Sally. Know the Pac-Man, man, I'm down up in the valley. Yeah. Known for hitting lit, she set him up and sent the attic. Go. Came up on the back, now all the homies rocking paddy. New protect, Vivi soaking wet. Yeah, came in with the Glock and they gon' shoot, don't disrespect. I got bands and rubber bands, that shit that make the bitches dance. Tell her shawty at the hood and she said, Sensi, you the best. You the best, I let her hop up in the vert. Huh? I got a 7-day case and I feel it full of perks. I feel like Gucci, man, they call me Big Fleur. Bitches mad in line, man, cause I don't play fair. It's a gift to put a ribbon on the box, yeah. In a fast lane, swerving on the way. I'm in a drop top, cruising with my bitch. Took a trip to Bahamas on the islands with my niggas. Yeah, we came up, had to work up out the trenches. Now we ballin' and I still ride around with the same niggas. I rock Gucci, Louis, and I rock Chanel. I got niggas in a cell and they won't give them bail. You got niggas and I heard that they be tellin'. That's my shooter, check his case, convicted felon. Keep a rockin', he still run around with that weapon. Strapped up. Yeah, we run around with the same niggas. No new niggas, no new guns, we pull the same triggers. We kill niggas, yeah. Run around with the 4-0. In a 2-0, yeah. Bust down, she a freak hoe. Stay on go-go, slide on with the popo. Fuck the popo. Fuck the 12, we don't eat bacon, get the skating. Fuck the bitch and get a gun, we see her later. And fuck my ops, I get him gone with a little paper. Damn, she get a purse, with they some now or later. Damn, I need a drugs like now or later. Yeah. I'm tryna fuck like now or later. Yeah. I could never be a hater, nigga. Why?
Tell me why.
I got a pocket full of paper and a bitch that's super fine. Feeling fancy, I might pour up in some wine. Yeah, matter of fact, fuck a deuce, need a pour a whole five. I got bad bitches waiting in the line.
Hold up.
But I just bought a Rolly, so I ain't got the time. Fendi caught on my back, rocket with Balenci. I be drippin' in designer closet full, cause I got plenty. When I pull up in that new shit, man, I swear you hear the hemi. When I pull up on that dumb shit, man, I swear you see that semi. Yeah, we run around with the same niggas. No new niggas, no new guns, we pull the same triggers. We kill niggas, yeah. Run around with the 4-0. In a 2-0, yeah. Bust down, she a freak hoe. Stay on go-go, slide on with the popo. Fuck the popo. Fuck the 12, we don't eat bacon, get the skating. Fuck the bitch and get a gun, we see her later. And fuck my ops, I get him gone with a little paper. Damn, she eat a purse with bacon now or later. Damn, I need a drugs like now or later. I'm tryna fuck like now or later. Yeah, I could never be a hater, nigga. Why?
Tell me why.
I got a pocket full of paper and a bitch that's super fine. Feeling fine.
Nikki, I'm trying.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Start it off like this.
Oh boy! Mine! Diamond on my neck, diamond on my ring.
Mine!
I smoke more than a choo-choo train.
Mine!
You boys hating on me cause I'm getting paid.
Mine!
Let's take it back to DSR day.
Mine!
Southside Emma.
Mine!
The Eastside Emma.
Mine!
first and geek it up. Go. Play with these hoes like pianos. Fuck them and flip them, we switch them like channels. Yeah, I like to chop at the bando. Yeah, we like to spin at the Lambos. Yeah, we like to spin in the Lamb. Pull up a chop, we don't talk on the ground. I got the drum like a kid in the band. Get on the flight and get high when I land. One and two. I keep the hoes in a hotel room. Three and four. Do what I say when I come through the door. Five and six, eight. Go to the trap and I break down a brick. Trap, eight, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony the type. Get a little rough cause I like a little fight. Yeah, hurt your body. Whoa, good for the week cause I couldn't one night. Throwing it back, might smite that. I got the ones for the bitch cause the ass fat. Come to the crib where that bag at. Hop in the woods, but God might crash that. Yeah. Out that drink, I'm feeling lazy. Hold up. Bitch, I think I might go crazy. Pull up in a new Mercedes. Don't call me boo, I'm not your baby. Pull up in a new Mercedes. Don't call me boo, I'm not your baby. Pull up in a new Mercedes. Don't call me boo, I'm not your baby. Yeah, bring it back, you know I like that shot. It bad, I can't do it, yo. Back with them rats, what's up? Throw that shit up when I walk in the club. Get in my bag, and a bitch wanna fuck. Wanna talk on the phone, better talk big bucks. Big dreams, big bankroll. Got a new crib and it came with a maid. Oh, wait. Got a new bitch, she feeding me grapes. Talking that shit, that's big fat. Ran up that shit, and that bitch got big fat. Brand new drag and a kid with a cute back. Wait, bitch, get back. Been in the trap and I ran up 100 bands. My city trapper, it came with the letterman. Look at your shooter, he doing the running man. Stay at your door with a 100 man. Yeah. Out that drink, I'm feeling lazy. Hold up. Bitch, I think I might go crazy. Pull up in a new Mercedes. Don't call me boo, I'm not your baby. Pull up in a new Mercedes. Don't call me boo, I'm not your baby. Pull up in a new Mercedes. Don't call me boo, I'm not your baby. Yeah. Bring it back, you know I like that shot it bad.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J, and your girl.
Nice seduction.
Yeah, man. There was a nice little music break right there. And we are back. We are going to get into what is known as Crickets of the Week. So I'm going to go ahead and sound those crickets. Okay, so this week for Crickets of the Week, I wanted to highlight some stuff that I have, y'all know me, one of my favorite things to do is to highlight things that I see out in the world that just sometimes just don't sit right with me. So, here we go. Some things that don't sit right with me as far as what we got going on as far as things being back open. People. Now, pre-quarantine, and now post quarantine, if you ain't figured out the certain etiquette by now, I don't know what to tell you. So let me sound this cricket for the first thing I'm gonna go in on, bruh. When it's time to close the club, it's time to close the goddamn club. I don't want to argue with you. Nobody else want to argue with you. You done had it all night. If you wanted to be there for a long ass period of time, get your ass there early. Otherwise, when it's time to leave, guess what time it is? Guess what it is time to do, Nate?
What?
It's time to leave, right? It's time to leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, some of these people, boy, I mean, goodness, and they look. I mean, it's just the look of some people's faces. They get these little attitudes when you tell them, I understand because I've been on the other side of the spectrum where I'm going, being the club goer, not the person that's working. I'm the same shit. I be wanting to get turned up too, still and whatnot. But hell, I'll be wanting to clean up so I get the hell out of there. Same thing in reverse. Hell, if your ass don't want to help clean up or nothing, your ass need to leave. Otherwise, you are holding down the, you are holding up the process, and people got things to do. So, yeah, I am sending the cricket for that one. Another one. Boy, I just said this for our safety, and I'm not complaining about the safety part. I'm just complaining about, man, how the shit is made. Man, if you don't have the mask or filters in them, trying to breathe with them damn masks on, oh my God, that is crazy. I've been walking around like a goddamn superhero with the damn mask on my face at the spot. I'm sitting there like, what the hell is going on, bro? We be having to walk around looking like Mortal Kombat characters while I'm with these masks on. I feel like at any moment, I feel like say, get over here, start pulling people to me, shooting out. If I take my mask off, I might actually shoot out poison like reptile. I might start shooting cold bursts out my hands like I'm Scorpion Sub-Zero. Y'all get the point of where we're going with this whole joke. Point is, man, I know it's for our safety, but I know everybody else, the masks are fucking the worst. Those masks are the worst. But why the crickets necessarily? Don't be getting mad at your mask stink when it is your breath that's blowing in the mask. Because now you get to see how the rest of us feel when your breath ain't on point. When your breath ain't on point, that's what the hell we smell. That smell you smell in that mask, that is the smell we smell. So for those of y'all who are tripping because your breath stinks when you smell that mask, that's on you. You need to take care of that. And the last thing I want to say, as far as my crickets of the week that I am definitely going in on, especially with the stuff being back open. People, I am begging you, you know better than to be coughing like it's just nothing. Cover your shit. Or your ass need to be coming out in the first place, or you need to be keeping a goddamn mask on, because all that coughing and shit, don't be doing that shit near me. I'm not in the mood for that. I understand sometimes you just clear your throat, because I'll be doing that too. Shit, I'm clear your throat up type of guy. But at the end of the day, you just clear your throat up, cover that shit, because we don't need no misconceptions going on. We need you to make sure that damn mouth of yours is covered or whatever. Anybody got time for that? You clearing your throat and shit coming out. We don't need none of that. Get it together. Those are my three things for this week's Cricket of the Week. And all right, Nay, what you got for Seduction 101?
For Seduction 101, feeling like, for instance, I'm going to just say you got a mental illness if you're following somebody on social media that you feel any type of way towards. Like, if you don't like this person, you jealous of this person, you envious of this person, you mad this person got so much going for themselves, you should not be following them on social media. You shouldn't even be fucking with them. You're weird if you fuck with somebody that you really don't fuck with for real, for real. Like, you're weird as fuck. Like, if you're jealous of anybody that you're following on social media, or you're friends with somebody that you deep down inside, like, you wish that you had their life, you wish that you were them, you're sick in the head. You're really, really, really sick in the head.
And that's why I don't get that. And they like why? Like, yeah, that's a good question. Why? Why in the hell? What is? What possesses them to even do that?
Exactly. Why follow somebody on social media that you really don't even fuck with in real life? Like, what is the point? Like, you being around this person and all this connect, but you feel some type of way about them. Or,
yeah,
like, certain things, like, you copy them and shit. Like, you copy certain things that they do. Like, so basically you want to be them.
That's funny you say that, because, you know, y'all know me. I'm not going to shy away from shit today. I hate when a person, like, it's one thing for you to, an idea I inspire, because that's the whole thing. When you're a trendsetter, you inspire trends, but there's just between, you know, you liking something I do, and then you do something similar, and showing accolades and saying, man, that was great, and then, you know, just showing accolades to doing it, and there's just plain hating on me and then doing the stuff I do. That's what be bothering me. I don't like a person that just be lurking my page and they just be on some fugazi shit just trying to figure out what I'm doing so they can either A, go behind my back and try to badmouth me to people I deal with, you know, just because they want to be in my place, or because I just don't get, which, by the way, why is it, like, why can we all just aspire to do what the hell, do what's for you, claim what's for you, you don't have to come badmouth me or do all this stuff in order for you to get ahead. Like, let your work speak for itself. You ain't got to say, oh, man, who the fuck, you badmouthing Nate because she doing what she doing. Or bad mouth for me so you can work with somebody. Like, that's corny. Just go off your own merit. That's what I try to do. I try to just be, every time I do my work, I don't hate on somebody else. I don't even, and I hate, and let me tell you this. Honestly, I hate when people ask me about somebody else. That shit bugs. And the thing is, because I don't even worry, I mean, I just don't like doing it. Like, it puts me in a weird spot.
Like, just do you. Like,
now I understand, like, where people's confident, so they're coming to us asking our advice. It that's one thing, but if you doing it on some fugazi double agent spy shit, it's not cool. Like, I can't talk to you then, because if I'm telling you some shit, I'm trying to tell you out of your wanting to really know, and I'm not trying to be on no sneaky shit that's trying to start trouble. I'm just doing my best to answer your question so that you have the information and be able to arm with it the way you choose to go forward with. But don't mean use it to, don't be coming to me trying to spy on me just so you can go like and go be a reporter to the other person. Oh, he don't, and then you spin what I'm telling you. I'm not with that shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm also just weird as hell.
No, that's real talk. You on point with that one, man. For real. I still see it, and don't get it twisted. Just because whatever my, because you see me happy or you see me sad, don't think I'm not peeping what's going on. I'm still peeping it. Just know, I am peeping it.
Right.
Well, shoot, what we gonna do? We're gonna go into another song break. We come back. Shoot, man, since we got some time, we gonna go ahead and do a segment we have not done in a while. We throw, because that's how we do. We throw some segments that we ain't done in a while into the mix, and just make it happen. So we come back. We gonna do what we call the six, which that's gonna be where we give you a list of 60s based on a particular topic. So y'all stay tuned. This six is gonna be really good, especially we ain't done the six in a while. We gonna give you a good the six this week. So we'll be back after this, everybody.
Mm-hmm. When she walks into the room, there is nothing but majestic regalness. She may be little, but her presence towers over the mediocre. She may be soft-spoken, but her voice is amplified by every consonant and vowel she speaks. She is a warrior, a rider, an angel with a Teflon vest on, baby.
Peaches queen.
My crown is high and match my self-esteem. They took contagious, I need a vaccine. When a dog swung open, I just go big when I hit the stage.
when the words hit the tongue, they dancing off the face. Frenemies and rage. You can't do what I do. You can't use thought process to make the verses logical.
I'm trying to keep my composure, keep it green like I'm supposed to, but you keep trying to roast up. So I'll go get for my hosta. Hitters be like, why you go so hard? Can't you be gangsy? You trying to throw me shade while you rocking my Cuban panties? When I come through, you bow down. When I hit the stage, I spit round. Red dot on the forehead, clown. Where the real kings in the building. They dudes are so revealing. They gross and unappealing. And I'm definitely in my feelings. So I guess it's spazzing time. Rhyme for rhyme, I lose my mind. Punchline for punchline. I'm Frank Lucas all the time. I'm so ruthless on my grind. Keep it clean, so watch me shine. You are just a falling line. I suggest you get the rest of your crew and get the step in. My words are deadly weapon. BA is where I'm repping. Make it classic like Led Zeppelin. I'm vicious. Chemistry is so malicious. You tasting so delicious. Cause I fried you with my lyrics.
That was good.
Your queens, we moving silent. We don't resort to violence. Spitting hotness. Sitting on my throne back straight just like a goddess. Modest is my dress. Being humble is my test. My new goal, reign supreme and be better than the rest. But my attitude can be some kind of rude. Obtuse and very crude. My current mood is using haters. That's my fuel.
Yep.
Your current state is falling victim to my fate. Please excuse your peasantry, cause I got too much here on my plate.
Cooler!
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Yes, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. Baby, we're going to get into that segment known as The Six, where we bring you a list of six things based on a particular topic. This week's The Six is in honor of the clubs and bars opening back up in Texas. I want to do something a little interesting. So, the six of this week is going to be geared towards drinks that, you know, if you're at the bar and you order, and somebody say, okay, what you want to drink? This is a drink that, if you want to get me there, this is a drink I prefer. So, the way this works, for those who don't know how to do the six, I name something, they name something. I name something, they name something. I name something, you get it, they name something. So, there we go. If we do that, that all comes to a cumulative total of six. So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started. So, as far as right off the back, if you're a person, like you, most of the time, you know, you're like, oh, what you want to drink? You can get me a Crown and Coke, or you can simply just give me Crown. I'm gonna count that as one drink because either way, like if you take away the Coke or you add the Coke to it, I'm cool either way. So that's one of my favorite go tos. So that's number one on the list. Definitely Crown and Coke or Crown on the Rocks. Nay, number two.
My to go drink. Sex on the beach.
So you get three. So you only get to mix it up. You get three.
I'm going to have to go with sex on the beach.
Ooh. How ironic is that? Nay Seduction and her drink is sex on the beach.
What? I love that drink. It fits so good.
Like why do you like that drink? What makes you?
Because it just tastes so good. The way it tastes, it's not too like strong and it's not too sweet. I feel like it's just right.
It's like you.
Period.
You're so sweet, but yeah, you can be a little strong. Okay, there you go. Yeah, you hear that from me? I just slipped out. Oops. All right. Here we go. So, numero three. So, in order,
Ah, man. Okay, so my next drink. This is if I'm not really trying to be on the brown tip. Y'all go ahead and hook me up with some rum. I'm good with some rum. Personally, I like pineapple. Give me some pineapple juice, mix it some rum. That's something if I'm feeling, I want something a little sweet, but I want it to be where I'm not necessarily on some dark liquor type mood. Give me some pineapple juice and some rum, and I'm good to go.
Okay.
And so that would be my second. That would be my second go-to. All right,
okay,
so name
okay.
Number four.
Number four, I'm gonna have to go with Patron and lemonade.
I've drank Patron mixed with other things. I've never done that. That sounds good. You got me really thinking on that.
Go ahead and taste it.
I'm about to try that because I've done lemonade with stuff. And I've done Patron with some. I just never done it. And I'm really trying to think if I even like just remotely even tasted that, even without me just saying ordering it. And I can't remember. So yeah, I'm about to try that. Okay.
Definitely.
Put me on some new shit. All right. I'm gonna put y'all some. This is a drink. This drink became. I'm gonna say like if on a cruise. This drink on a cruise. This is the drink. Thank me later if you're going to cruise. You trying to turn up, get this drink. It's known as a Tokyo tea. Thank me later. And all everyone used to Long Island iced teas, which I like Long Island iced tea too. But it's something about Tokyo tea. It throw a little grenade into the game. And I mean, the last cruise I went on, I was put on to Tokyo teas, and man, I'm telling you, that shit there, yeah, that shit there is delicious. And for those, cause because a lot of people just got put on game, me just saying this just now, and they wonder, what the hell is a Tokyo tea? I got you. Here's everything that's mixed in Tokyo tea. It got tequila, rum, gin, vodka, triple sec, melon liqueur, sweet and sour mix, a splash of soda, and you want to throw a little garnish and throw a little lemon wheel and a cherry. Bam! That's what you call a Tokyo tea. Thank me later. It will definitely have you lit the entire trip, and yeah, it might turn you into supersonic. So yeah, that's everything in the Tokyo tea name. Your thoughts? I know I just threw like six different liquors all in one drink at you.
Clearly.
Yeah, but it's telling you it's good though. It's good. Trust me, it's good. Because it's like how you said you like it's like that perfect amount of sweetness, but it's got that the umph to it. So yeah, trust me, Tokyo tea definitely way to go. All right, Nate, number six, you closing out the drinks, man. What you got for the last one?
Number six, I'm gonna have to go with either Hennessy and cranberry or Douce and cranberry, or Henny and Coke, Douce and Coke. No, one of those mixtures.
Okay, I'm rocking with you on that. I'm rocking with you. I've just not. Here's the thing.
You better try that Patron and lemonade.
I've never. See, it's not that I've never heard of it. I just never drink cranberry juice mixed with brown. I never done that. Like I'm always afraid how that concoction is gonna come out. I mean, I've had people ask for it and make it for them, but I've never personally drank it that way. So I don't know. One day I might just get experimental and say F it, but just drink it and see how it is. But it sounds like it is like super sweet. All right, crazy. Not drinking the soda be sweet, but I feel like man, the juice gonna be like whoa. So yeah, so okay, another good one. I'm liking it. Shout out to that. Shoot, y'all. That is the six. That is our list of six things, and our topic for this week for the six was drinks that are our go-to drinks. We wanted to like get lit. So there you go. Or you know, not just get lit, but get you know a lot of other things. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it to your imagination. All right, so we got a few more minutes left of the show. Nay, what you got coming up? We need to know about.
Yeah, I know. I don't really tell y'all what I got going on the show, but you know, stay tuned. I got some things dropping soon. Y'all know the phone cases. Y'all can pre-order those. You know, Nay Seduction brand. I got some things dropping very, very soon that I'm working on. And just stay tuned, y'all. I'll be in Miami yes, next weekend, so I can tell y'all. I'll tell y'all it, you know.
Oh, man. No, I know you're. You got me laughing because I'm talking about. People keep trying to ask you where you at. Is you still in Atlanta? You're like, I've been in Lyft.
That's getting on like, bro,
catch me while I'm there.
Come on now, y'all seen me at the airport, meaning I was leaving Atlanta. So why would y'all keep asking me about in Atlanta? That's annoying.
Here's my thing. They be having ample opportunity, especially when you make it public where you're at. That'd be their chance. So, yeah, I
did go on a date while I was in Atlanta.
Wait,
I got asked on a date, so I said
yes. Oh, where's my sounder? Where's my sounder?
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, shout out to that. Miami, you're on Miami this weekend. Shout out to that. I'm going to give a shout out to
next weekend.
Next weekend, there you go. So, there you go. So put that on your calendar.
If y'all in the MIA, you know, June 5th through the 7th, you know, we can link up on the beach.
Yeah, and we had no excuses why you didn't know she was there. Y'all know she told you ahead of time. She gave y'all 2 week notice, and you can't figure that one out. That's
a week notice. That's a week notice.
Yeah, it's about a week and some change. It got some change. A week and some change. It ain't got no excuse. There you go. You got now. You know, and no one's half the battle. Shoot me. I'll shout out to my girl Brandy at Pinups. She celebrated her birthday this weekend. If you're in the DFW, make sure you come check us out and come turn it with us, man. You know, come see what all the fuss is about at Pinups. Trust me, thank me later. I'll be at the door or dancing around something. I'm always doing. I'm always somewhere about. So definitely come in, come rock with your boy, and shoot, man. Can't wait, man. If you're in the area, come rock with us at Pinups Cabaret. At 5000 Mark 4 Parkway, Fort Worth, Texas. And yeah, man, we'll make sure you have a good time. All right. That being said, everybody, make sure you check out the show. The playback, you just back to the playback of the show on iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio search, Life at the Dusk Live. And you will find today's episode. Look for the most recent episodes there, as well as past episodes, including episodes of Carissa Explains. And also, don't forget about me. You get to check out
episodes of Unapologetic Girl Talk. So definitely check them all out right there on iHeartRadio. And yeah, man, subscribe so you can be able to keep up. That being said, we are rolling on out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter what how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a
nay or a you,
there is a way. Y'all tune in to episode of Life to Dust Live. Your boy, Cindy J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service now so we give everybody every week?
If you go help, please do it responsibly.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.